I am eight.
I am eight.
I am eight.
I am eight. What happened there?
Jordan and his friends and all you just made me following the dream.
It's gonna be one of them, isn't it?
Alright. What was that noise?
It broke.
I broke.
Evidently.
How is everyone this week?
Very well, sir. Very well. How about your wonderful self?
Yeah, you know. No accidents, no run-ins with taxis, nothing like that this week. It's all good.
It's good to know.
All good.
It is good to know. Jordan, how are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah. Anything new or just...
Oh, well... I will mention something, even though it happened a while ago, I do feel that I need to, I don't know whether you know about it, so I'll talk about it.
Okay.
When you talk about it, can you talk into the microphone?
Yeah, of course I can. it does help when you're doing a podcast, you know.
A while ago,
aye.
I'd not been drinking enough water. And I got this massive headache what I couldn't get rid of. And I got admitted to, I got sent to hospital. And they didn't know what was wrong with me. But it turns out I was dehydrated and I'd not been drinking enough.
Why did that sound like the setup to a joke? I know, obviously it's very serious, but just the way that you've just told it, it sounded like you were about to throw in a punchline then.
No.
Well, it sounded better than the joke from last week, to be fair.
Yeah. I just... that joke from last week, by the way, I just went with it. I didn't care whether it was going to...
Tells fibs. He was out to win.
I was.
But no, seriously. Yeah. Were you okay, though?
Yeah, I was okay.
Good, yeah. Good. So what did doctor say? Did you just have to drink more water or...
Yeah, but I had to go through all the rigmarole. I had to have a scan in that noisy machine went...
What, like a CT scanner?
Yeah, CT scan.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I was in there until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, this is a cheery episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we all just talk about our medical problems and issues?
Speaking of which, if we're bringing stuff up.
Oh, God, where's this going?
Well, I nearly lost my leg, I did. Not even joking. Well, I mean, I'm kind of exaggerating.
Don't pull our legs. No.
You drop that cup of tea, Jordan. Don't you dare.
You're in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, I'm going to help him with that. Are you all right, sir?
We'll take a commercial break if we need to.
So, not last Saturday, Saturday before.
Right.
We meaning the 40 lads, went down to Ashton United, dear friend of ours, part of the away fans group, just suddenly passed away. He was 35.
No.
Yeah, Ant Swallow. So we went down to the football club to do like a balloon release for him, you know. Wrote messages on balloons and yeah, had a few drinks to toast him, essentially. And there was helium, you know, like a helium canister there where people could blow up the balloons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, it hadn't been set up properly and it went off and thwacked me in the leg, and yeah, I've got massive gash on back of my right leg, and well, I mean, the bruising's gone down now, but it was purple, really, really bad.
You all right now, though?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. To be fair, we all thought it was Ant probably having a laugh, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just hilarious, though, because, like, this helium canister started bouncing down these stairs.
Yeah,
hit me in the leg, and then just carried on chasing after me. It was like must have looked like a sketch out of Benny Hill or something.
Do you have any have you still got to do anything within relation to that, like any scans or anything?
You still in physio?
Do you know, I've not even started physio yet. Could be a while.
Wonder why.
I'm all right now. I've got a bike.
Oh, yeah. So oh, of course. I don't put yeah.
any pressure on my foot anymore on the bike, weirdly.
Mm.
So walking is a nightmare. But riding a bike seems absolutely fine. I mustn't be using part of the foot that's problematic.
Hey, it's really good for your fitness as well, that. Mm.
Well, it needs to be because I ate about 300 Easter eggs whilst I was in bed for those 10 weeks. So,
speaking of bike rides, did you see what happened to Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, God, what yes. happened?
Crazy.
The colour of him.
Yeah, insane. So he was involved in an accident on his bike. He got knocked off by a car or a van or something like that. Maybe a taxi.
No, yeah. I didn't. Obviously, I saw the article.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, because at this point, I'd just bought a bike.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, God, that's going to be the next one then, isn't it?
Mm.
Falling off a bike. But I couldn't see in the story what it was that actually ran over him or whether he ran into something else. But the colour of him
yeah.
was insane.
Well, he said the his crash helmet, his bicycle helmet saved his life, didn't
he? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Crazy, absolutely crazy. Have you got a cycle helmet?
I have, and it's bright yellow.
Very
so if anyone doesn't see me coming down the road, they're obviously colourblind.
No, fair enough. It's, you know, road safety is paramount, especially if you're on a bike. Like I hate driving near cyclists. Me, they scare me to death.
I think most people I've encountered on the road so far give me plenty of space.
Yeah,
but it's just that one person, isn't it? It just takes that one person, and that's the issue. That's like the taxi driver. I avoided taxis for 50 odd years, and then one just drove over me.
Yeah, while looking at his phone.
Yeah.
Brilliant. No. But no, please be safe.
Oh, I will. I'll be absolutely fine. Don't you worry.
Aye.
Right, shall we lighten the mood?
Yeah. Amanda Holden update, anyone?
I think so. Hang on. The Amanda.
No, go on. Go.
The Amanda Holden.
Do we want the update or not?
Go. Oh. Right, I'm just not going to say out.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Oh my God, indeed.
Britain's Got Talent still on.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. But talking of Amanda, her act won it.
Oh.
Does anybody watch telly anymore?
No, not me.
No, I don't.
No, no. Who was the act that won then? Enlighten us.
Oh, Jesus. hang on a moment.
He doesn't even know.
No, I don't even know.
And you watched it. You sat there and watched it.
Can you remember what the act was? Maybe that's a good place to start.
Oh, yes. It's just popped into my head now. she was a singer and she was called Sydney Christmas.
Sydney Christmas?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as well as being Amanda's act, she was Amanda, one of her golden buzzers.
Right. How many golden buzzers did they get? I thought they only used to get one.
Yeah, I did.
They do, but you know when Gino Di... No, not Gino Di Campo.
Are you sure you watched this show?
Who is this? Yeah, Gino. No, he wasn't even called Gino. He's called bloody Bruno. Bruno Tonioli, right? Ever since one episode, he pressed his golden buzzer one too many times. So they've just rolled with it. Each judge has got like two or three buzzers now. Two or three golden buzzers.
No, that's madness. That.
You know, two chances to press it. And one of Amanda's golden acts won it. And she was called Sydney Christmas.
Sydney Christmas. Was she good?
Yeah, she was good. But I don't agree with it, me, at all. Because you want to know something about her.
I do.
She was already in the industry. You know, she was in the West End. She was a singer in the West End.
Oh.
So she'd already won. So she'd already been classically trained or...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think even she should have been allowed to enter doing what she was doing.
Well, it's the same with a lot of them that go for these type of shows now, isn't it? What was that young lad called that did the Robin cover? What's his name?
Callum Scott.
Callum Scott, that's the dude. I'm sure he was a professional. And he'd been doing it for a while.
I think I only realised a little while ago he was actually on one of those shows.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So apparently, if I remember rightly, the story was that he turned up to support his sister that was there singing.
Okay,
but just so happened to bring along his own backing track. And then went and did that carefully crafted cover. But, you know, having seen behind the green curtain, you have to do at least four auditions before you get to those to those rounds anyway.
Oh, yeah, you don't just rock up with your sister, do you?
And a backing track, no, there's no chance. But, you know, it's the magic of television, as they say. Speaking of television...
Oh!
A few new TV shows out at the minute.
Didn't you get excited about something in a text message a while ago? What was it? Go on.
The Boys.
Oh, yeah.
The Boys.
Yeah, I've not even watched the first one yet, so I'm a few behind you.
Mate, watch it. It's so, so good. So good.
Is it sort of like superheroes, but funny?
So imagine if superheroes actually existed, but in like our world.
Yeah.
And they're run by Amazon. Like, and they're run by like a proper corporation.
Right.
And, you know, merchandise, movies.
Oh, okay. Like yeah.
Shows and stuff like that. But a whole lot of collateral that comes with it. So a lot of stuff is covered up. Murders, big crimes. And essentially all these superheroes are just awful people. But they're portrayed as being, you know, the saviors of mankind. Yeah. They make all these movies and turn them into like idols and false gods and stuff like that. And it follows a group of anti-heroes that are working with the CIA to take the superheroes down and hold them accountable for the crimes that they are committing. Simon Pegg's in it.
Okay.
Carl Urban's in it. A chap called Anthony Starr, who plays a character called Homelander. Phenomenal acting. It's unbelievable. There's loads of people in it. Seth Rogen is the exec producer of it.
Do you know, I still don't know who he is.
Yeah, he
could walk in here right now. I would have no idea. Who are you?
Seth Rogen, he's been in loads of stuff.
I don't know who he is. Isn't he famous for writing stuff as well or something?
Yeah. So like I'm pretty sure he assists on the writing for The Boys, but he's very, very famous, aren't he?
He did Pineapple Express with James Franco.
Superbad.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Superbad. He's done loads of stuff.
Knocked Up.
He did Knocked Up, he did, yeah.
I tell you, I do get him mixed up with sometimes, though.
Mm.
Jonah Hill.
Why?
I have no idea.
Because they were in the same film once.
Possibly.
Yeah. But yeah, The Boys, would highly recommend. You know, if anybody is listening and knows of The Boys, get on Facebook, follow the Dream Podcast, let us know what you think of it, because it's the best TV show that's quite possibly ever been made.
I'll give it a watch when England are at the Euros.
won't be long, based on the
next week.
Yeah, based on the performance of the first game. I don't mind telling you.
Should we play this silly quiz?
Yeah, go on then.
Do you know who's playing it today?
You are, right?
Yay! Yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the categories and the numbers, right, Scott. As we did in the first episode on this, where you and Jordan played each other. Now it's my turn.
Okie dokie.
So, Jordan, as you did last time...
Yeah.
This is fixed, this. I'm having a look at this list from last week, and you gave me... Oh.
No.
Yes. Oh, no, he didn't.
No, you had N.
Oh, yeah.
Because you napped.
Yep. No, you are right. You are. Ignore me. Carry on.
So, Jordan.
Yeah.
Spin your spinny wheel.
Number three. So, that would be C. Oh,
so, number three. So, C. So, I've got to think of as many things with C.
Yep.
I'm going to write that down because I will forget.
Go again.
Yep. Spinny, spinny.
And you've got number 14.
Okay, so I've got 30 seconds.
Yep.
To name as many things beginning with C, and the category is what?
Toys.
Toys?
Toys.
Beginning with C?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, I can't be this rubbish. A toy.
A toy.
Cards?
Yeah, we'll allow that. Boss man, what's happened there?
Oh my God.
It's tough, isn't it? You could have had Captain America.
I'd never have said that.
Captain America, yeah, he's an action figure.
Go on, any more?
Yeah, loads. Loads. On, literally then. Loads. Listen, it's not my round.
Could you have had Conkers?
Conkers?
Well.
I mean, technically. Yeah, technically you could have had Conkers.
I mean, I knew I was going to be bad, but that was appalling.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, the same score as you, Scott. One.
No, I got two.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Shall we move on to our next contestant?
Yes, who is our next contestant?
Our next contestant is Julie.
Hey!
All right, okie dokie, I am here.
Are you ready?
She's ready for this.
She definitely is.
I am ready. Don't be giving me anything hard, though.
It's not up to us, it's up to the wheel.
It's up to the wheel.
All right.
You're going to spin your wheel, Jordan. So what do we need? We need a letter, do we? Or do we need a category first? We need a letter, don't we?
We should probably explain the quiz to her first.
Shall we?
Yeah, we
I don't know the rules. Don't look at me.
Right. Right, so basically, you get given a letter decided by this spinning wheel we've got beside us. And then you get given a category. And depending on your letter, say it was P, you get you have to name as many random objects as you can think of with whatever category you get. So it might be cars, makes of cars beginning with P, or
first names or
sports brands or anything like that.
So in summary...
Oh, my word, sports crimes, no!
Basically, you've got 30 seconds to name as many things beginning with the letter. So we're going to give you the letter and the category. Are you ready for this, Julie?
I am ready.
All right, spin that wheel,
I'll
Jordan.
Do my best.
So we're going for your letter.
Ooh, so Julie, your letter is B for Bravo.
Okay, so remember that.
B for Bravo.
And let's find out what your category is going to be. So spin that wheel again, Jordan.
Ooh, okay. So you have 30 seconds to name as many sports as you can, beginning with the letter B.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready, go. Badminton?
Yep.
Badminton. This is not good. Bashing.
No. For God's sake.
Breaststroke.
What?
You could have had baseball.
Oh, gosh.
Basketball.
This is not good. Basketball, but oh, yes, I could, but I didn't. We had badminton and breaststroke.
But you know what, though, Julie? We're taking the mickey out of you.
We're terrible at it.
Me and Scott only got one. Yeah. You got one. Jordan's got three.
Wow. Well done, Jordan.
So is that me winning?
I think
winning
I should bring you next week with this one. Oh, well. We'll get the laughs.
Thanks for playing, Julie. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is what I meant to press. Here's another joke of the week. Right, so it's the joke off. Am I right in thinking we're at one each?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so who's going first this week?
I went first last week.
So you're going first this time, Jordan. Make it a good one.
Yep.
At least make me smile.
Oh, I've been wanting to tell this all day.
Can you tell it into the microphone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you make a shoe happy? Don't you know?
No.
You've put your foot in it.
What? What?
You put your foot in it.
I'm not even going to give you clapping for that.
I don't even get it.
It's not what even worth.
What does it mean?
How do you make a shoe happy? You put your foot in it.
Yeah, no, I'm still lost. I'm still lost.
You see, here's the thing, Jordan.
Yeah.
When you got to explain a joke, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
They do work best when you don't have to explain them.
Pretty sure you're not going to win this week, Jordan. But hey, but you never know.
Well, this, mine could be worse.
Scott has got some stinkers.
So right.
This one goes.
Here we go. So a slice of apple pie is £2.50 in Jamaica and £3 in the Bahamas. They are the pie rates of the Caribbean.
All right, no, okay, all right, no, I get you. So again, I had to think about it.
So it's just like creepers galore.
We don't dish out many points in this podcast, do we?
No, we don't.
And that one's actually, look, it's got to be Scott, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're winning, what, 2-1?
2-1, yes.
Well done.
Come on.
Don't pat yourself on your back too hard. Don't deserve it. On that note, I think we'll see each other again soon, will we?
See each other next week.
See you soon. Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.